closer. You may be one article closer. You may be one phrase, one paragraph, one sentence closer to achieving. Hey, what's going on? So this video may be a little bit dark, sorry about that, but I'm inspired. I wanted to share with you how to make $1,000. I want to talk to you about how to make $1,000. I want to speak from the heart, okay? First of all, if you want to learn how to make $1,000, you got to be willing to drop $1,000. How do I know? Because I've done that before. And yes, I've made obviously thousands of dollars, but if you're looking to make how to learn how to make $1,000, you got to be willing to drop $1,000 for whatever that is. Could be just to get your step a little closer to it or anything like that. So the person that's messaging me right now, and the person is basically worried about there are no guarantees. Well, here's the thing: in life, there's no guarantees, and that's a fact. You can't even guarantee yourself that you wake up tomorrow, right? So obviously there's no guarantee, but here's the thing: we all take risk. We all have to take risk at some point. The only thing I always advise people is make sure you're taking assessed risk. Make sure you're analyzing your risk very well, because if you're not doing that, then basically what you're doing is you're gambling, and that's not what I'm here to share with you. I will never share with you to gamble. That's not what we do here. What I can always tell you is that you want to increase your chances. You want to increase your guarantee level, or whatever you want to call it, then it's basically going to be your education, okay? And the best education you can possibly have in life is experience. It's from experience, you know? And the closest you can have to experience without actually having experience is to talk to people who have experience. It's to have one-on-one, spend time, private coaching, private mentorship, whatever you want to call it, with somebody who has the experience. That's the closest you can get close to an experience when you don't actually have the experience yourself. So basically, I was talking to this person and they were like, oh, I want this person to help me with my resume. And then once I get the job, I'll pay them. I'm like, it doesn't work like that. For the very reason that there are no guarantees, right? That's why it won't work like that. The person you are asking to spend time with you, because time is much more valuable than money, right? The person you are asking them to spend time with you, they have children, they have family, they have wife, and they're spending that time with what they value the most in this world. But you want them to kind of cut into that time so they can come spend time with you so you can get a job. Hopefully, remember, nothing is guaranteed. Hopefully, you'll get a job and then you pay them back. But it's not even guaranteed you're going to get a job, because it's not guaranteed you're going to do the work. So why would you want them to basically put the money where their mouth is? You're the one that needs to put the money where the mouth is. I don't know if I said that right, but you're the one that basically need to prove something. You're the one that wants the job bad enough. You're the one that wants to make $1,000 bad enough, right? You want to make $1,000 per day bad enough. You got to be willing to drop $1,000 for someone to help you, coach you, mentor you for 1 hour, for one day, to give you a quick tip. Really, you're one tip closer to making that kind of money over and over again. You're just one tip closer. You're maybe one mentor closer. You may be one article closer. You may be one phrase, one paragraph, one sentence closer to achieving that thing that you're looking to achieve. You don't have to go through school, so sometimes you have to be willing to do that. Now, why do I say $1,000? Because that's what I would do. That's what I did. It was once upon a time we were doing so well online. Everything was moving fast, and we were closing some deals. And I was like, you know what? We could increase the speed of the deals that we're closing, right? So there was this kid, came out of nowhere, was killing it by generating online traffic. Basically, the only thing I can pinpoint that this guy is beating me, the only one excuse or reason that I can pinpoint on why he's doing way better than me, was basically that he knew something about generating online traffic that I didn't know. So guess what I did? Actually, funny enough, it's one of the things that I did that I remember now. What I did is, like, I didn't even ask him. I found this email and I sent him a PayPal $1,000. Why? Because I don't want to say, hey, can you spend some time with me? Can you give me this tip? You know why I wouldn't do that? Because everybody else is probably doing that. Everyone else is doing that. Everybody else is looking to take from him and not willing to give something. And you know, really, the principle that works all the time is you give. Give, give, give. It will come back to you. Now, Should you keep giving? At what point are you going to give? I mean, I'm saying if you're convinced that this person has something to share with you that can change your life, then you have to be willing to at least say, here's $1,000 for your time. Not $100, okay? When we're talking about making $1,000, so it's got to be at least $1,000. Because let's do this math. You're looking to make $1,000 per day. So I'm telling you right now, you drop $1,000 one time. You're looking to make that $1,000 over and over and over every day. I'm telling you, you drop $1,000 just one time. Is that not worth it? So in other words, if this was exactly the gamble that you need to take, you drop that $1,000, right? The worst case scenario is that you just lost $1,000. But you just move your step closer to somebody that will spend an hour, 2 hours, possibly more than a day with you, to show you some ropes around, show you, give you some tips that are probably not written in any textbooks anywhere, right? And that person will share that with you so that you can basically turn around and use that to generate $1,000 every day. Now, if that works out, yes, it's not guaranteed. You're absolutely right. It's not guaranteed, which is why you have to prove that you want this bad enough. The not guarantee factor is much more negative on your side than it is on the side of the person that has the knowledge, that has the experience that can change your life. So you can turn around and say, hey, let me bless this person, this $1,000. I don't care if you're worth $1 million. I don't care if you're worth $10 million. $1,000? Sure, absolutely. That person caught my attention. And then that person will get on the phone with you, on Skype with you, and share a few tips with you. They're not going to share textbook tips with you. They're going to share a tip with you. And I did back then, and I sent this guy, this kid, $1,000. To be honest with you, he didn't share anything new. The only thing I realized is that the lesson I learned from that was that he was positioned in a place where he was the expert, and I was willing to do whatever it takes, whatever it was going to take to get him to say something to me. He referred 2 people to me to help me with traffic. Those 2 people did not exactly result in anything good. But the very fact that I got him on a Skype message and the lesson I took from that was not okay, I lost money. No, the lesson I took from that was that, you know what? He was doing something right that made me think I should give him $1,000. What was he doing? I decided to reverse engineer that for my business. That's what I did, okay? So now, the key thing I want you to note in this is this. If it turns out that it works out well, the upside is a lot greater than the downside. That's how you should look at everything anyway. The upside of giving that $1,000 so this person can spend time with you is worth it. The upside is a lot greater than the downside. The only downside is that you lost $1,000. Well, the upside is that you're making $1,000 every single day. Okay? So I have about, I know somebody's standing in front of me looking at me. I have about 2 more minutes to finish this up. Okay? Am I making sense? All right? So the only downside is you lost $1,000. How much is $1,000? How much is that worth to you? Probably nothing, okay? But to you, depending on where you put that money, depending on what kind of investment you put it in. So to me, when this person said, oh, just to help me find a job, I was like, yeah, offer him $1,000. It's an offer. Offer him $1,000 so he can spend time with you, because the upside is a lot greater than the downside. No, I'll just pay him once I find a job. No, that's you telling him to guarantee you. You need to guarantee him that you're worth his time. Remember, he's the one that has the knowledge. He's the one that has the experience, right? And that's basically what you need to get to the next level, right? And if you need that and you couldn't find it anywhere else, why won't you take advantage of it? The only reason why you wouldn't take advantage of it is maybe you don't have $1,000, right? If you don't have $1,000, then you have to do the work. You have to keep hustling. You have to find other alternatives, basically, to get around that. Until then, you just got to keep working. You got to keep working and keep basically gambling with your time. You'll be gambling with your time, essentially. That's what you'll be doing. So if you could drop $1,000, drop the $1,000. Stop wasting time, because time is worth a lot more than money. You can replenish money. You cannot replenish time. For every time you're losing, you cannot replenish time. Was this a clickbait? No, it wasn't a clickbait. That's my honest truth on how to make $1,000. Find somebody who knows how to make $1,000, pay them $1,000, and start making $1,000 per day. That's how you do it, okay? Chances are they're gonna give you a lot more material. Chances are they're gonna take you a little bit more serious than the person that's waiting for some kind of guarantee. The only guarantee is that we're all going to die one day. That's the only guarantee. All right? That's the only guarantee. I guarantee you. There's no other guarantee. The only thing is that you have to guarantee your mentors. You have to guarantee the person that can show you the ropes. You have to guarantee that person that you're not, in fact, another time waster like most people out here. Does that make sense? I'll see you on the next one. Download the book right now. The book, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. It's at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Download the book. And you need to read the book 10 to 15 times so it can be so that it can become second nature. That's everything you need in there. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.